How you doing? Welcome to Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. My name's Ivan, and I really appreciate you joining me today. Today I have a really special idea to share with you. This idea, if you can intuit its meaning, if you can sense its significance, I'm not exaggerating. This could be the most important idea that you hear all year. So my channel is all about self-development, and the ideas I share are to help you become more conscious, to live a more conscious life. So today our topic is on attention, because as we all know now, in the lifestyles that we have, we are all addicted to our technology, to our smartphones in particular. And you know, I love technology. That's how I'm able to communicate with you guys. But I think a lot of people can sense now that we do not have healthy habits with our technology, and people increasingly have shorter and shorter attention spans. And I think people can sense that it's not good, it's not healthy. And I think that we have not yet come to realize its full significance as far as the ramifications of our current lifestyles and our addictions with our cell phones. That later on, a lot of psychologists will really determine just how detrimental it is to our psyche, to our development. So today, what I want to share with you is actually how we can use our cell phones to become more conscious, to become more aware, because technology is not going away. So what I want to do is help you to just use your technology consciously. So that's what our episode is about today. I'm going to teach you a special exercise and give you a few ideas for you to contemplate that have the potential to literally transform your life. So stay tuned. I'm going to show you a few illustrations that I made for you guys that will help illustrate what I'm trying to teach. So I'll see you guys in a bit. Alright guys, so in this first picture here, point A, the little zombie there, represents us. Point B is an external object, although this also applies to internal objects such as sensations, emotions, and our thoughts. But we will only talk about external objects for our example here. So the arrow there, the one pointed arrow, represents our attention, how we use our attention. So being one pointed is just pointed out to the external world. So wherever our attention is where we are, is where our sense of self, our sense of identity is. So there you also see that I have 80%. So whenever we're on our cell phones, or as our attention is consumed by an external object, most of our attention is then focused and drawn to that object. And that only leaves around 20% for our own self-awareness. So as you can see, this is not good, because if external objects have the power to take our attention, like in the example here, then what that means is that we have lost control. And an external object is what is dictating our experience. And as many girlfriends know, that whenever their boyfriend is playing video games or they're watching the football game, it's like they're not there, right? You can just be screaming at them and they will be totally absorbed, because their attention, along with their sense of self, has been taken by the external object. Okay, now let's move on to the next picture. Alright guys, now let's get into the good stuff. And I can't stress enough how radical and how important this idea is for our self-development, for our spiritual growth. This, if you understand it and if you can intuit it, it will be the master key that unlocks and makes many other things possible for you to then become a truly conscious person. Okay, so here we have point A again, which is the subject. Point B is an external object. And first, let's just deal with point A and point B. So here you see that the red arrow that is connecting point A and point B, what we're doing here is we are dividing our attention. In the previous example, we saw that our attention was one-pointed, and it was mainly directed to one object, to an external object. And along with that, we lost our simple sense of existing in the moment. So now what we're doing is we are trying to keep our attention grounded on the subject
and here I have 75%, so we try to make more of an effort to keep more of the attention on us, while simultaneously dividing our attention and placing our attention on an external object, which is here point B, at let's say 25%. So now what we are doing is we are trying to be simultaneously aware in the moment of the external and the internal world. So this is very important because this requires conscious effort. This requires that we go against our usual ways of being. We are trying to fight all our automatic and mechanical ways of doing things. Because in the previous example, as I said, it is an external object that comes along and takes our attention many times without us being conscious about it. So by dividing your attention in the way that I'm teaching you right now, it will help you to not become absorbed or lost in either direction. It will help you to stand aside and remain conscious in the moment. You will just be conscious of your simple existence in the moment, and you will not be lost in whatever external object you are focused on. So now what I need to talk about a little bit is how to exactly use our attention, how to exactly divide our attention, because this is all very subtle because it deals with our internal world. And unless someone really sat down with you and really explained the subtle aspects of this, initially a lot of people, when I share this idea, they believe that they understand, because on the face it might seem very straightforward, but I can't stress this enough. This is not common knowledge. But if you practice and you really intuit what I'm trying to get across and you verify for yourself, you will see that this is a radically different way of living, of being in your world. You'll see that what you call consciousness is really, like I said, like being a zombie. You'll see that we are mostly inattentive throughout our day. And when you look back at your day, you will see that you forgot yourself for much of the day. You forgot that your simple existence in the moment. But as you practice this, what I'm teaching you right now, and you really work on it, as I say, initially in the beginning, it's going to be very hard because you're fighting against a lot of automatic reactions that have years and years of momentum behind them. But don't give up. If you keep working on it, no conscious effort is lost. So it's like you're going to be putting deposits in the bank. And as you keep going, you'll see that you slowly start to slide that scale of where you become more aware for the part of your day than before. And this is a great achievement because you are becoming more conscious. And this exercise would also help you do is that it will improve your memory tremendously, because as you're observing yourself and observing an external object, you're simultaneously remembering yourself. As you're observing, you're remembering. So you can do an exercise also at the end of your day and rewind your day in your mind, and you will see how all those memories got etched into your body, your emotions, your intellectual center, and they're just so much more vivid than the typical way of being in your life up until knowing what I'm talking about right now. You will see that because you were present more throughout your day, it allowed you to imprint and store away these memories in a incredibly different way. All right, so the first step is that we need to actually remember to do this exercise, which means we need to remember ourselves, and we need to locate ourselves in time and space. That simply means that we just bring awareness to the sensation of our body, because our body is always in the now. So by just becoming aware of the sensation in our body, we will be grounding our attention, and from this place, we will be able to make a more objective observation. So let me just give you a few tips first. If this is new to you, it could be a good idea to first pick a location in your body where you'll bring your attention to first. And generally, bringing your attention to your solar plexus, for many reasons, is a good place to start. And later on, as you develop your practice, and as your attention gets stronger, you will be able to encompass your entire body. with your attention and be aware of the total sensation of your body. And further down the road, it will actually be something that goes on by itself and you won't actually have to remember once you get to a very conscious level. But initially, just bring your attention to your solar plexus. But if something else feels more natural to you, a different part of your body, try that. You know, there's no wrong or right way to do it. Just bring, the most important thing is just to bring your awareness to the sensation of your body, because we're just trying to bring our awareness to the now. And once you have your attention grounded, then we can direct our attention to an object. And like I have in the picture there, on point A, we have 75%. So try to keep more attention on you, and about 25% on the object you're observing. And by doing this, by dividing your attention in this way, you will remain conscious. You will remain conscious of the object that you're observing, meaning that you will not forget about the knower observing. You will not forget yourself. You will remain conscious. And on my illustration there, I have point C. Point C represents our consciousness, our presence. So here, the more you practice dividing your attention between A and B, what you will be doing is you will be feeding your presence. So our consciousness is what actually connects and brings together points A and B. It is the neutralizing force. So here, point C is that little cloud. You can think of it as like that little, your presence as that little aura around you. Because our presence, our awareness, is not localized in the body, although we feel it through our body. So as you practice this more and more, what you will be doing is you will just be feeding your being, your presence. Because the struggle to be present strengthens not only your presence, but your attention. And this is how we become more and more conscious and aware. And this is how we will be able to navigate life in a much more conscious way. Okay, so just try this experiment and give yourself some time and really try to make a conscious effort. And don't brush it aside, because you may not initially get it, or if it all seems too subtle, just keep trying, because like I said, this is a radically different way of being in the world. And initially, many people will not see its significance. And when you try just with a little simple object, try it. And if you do it right, you will see that you will sense that you feel yourself a lot more present. You feel yourself a lot more in the now. Also, because you are being more present, there will be a certain aliveness to your experience, to the actual object. You'll feel like you can sense the presence of things better. Colors will be more alive. So just in general, life will be more HD. So I hope you really get some value from this, and let me know how your experience goes, and if you have any other questions. But please, I just ask you to really make a sincere effort, because this has the potential to really transform your life, transform yourself.
All right, guys, I hope you found that useful. Like I said, if you really practice all the things and contemplate all those ideas, they really have the potential to change your life and to help you become more conscious. So before we finish, I want to just give a little additional commentary and give you a few more tips with your cell phone. So as we mentioned earlier, you know, our whole goal is to become more conscious with our technology. So another thing you could do is start to train yourself, as soon as you reach for your phone in your pocket, to start to try to make that association of trying to remember, like I said, of dividing your attention in the way that I showed you, and to bring the awareness to the sensation of your body so that you can ground yourself in the moment, and to, from that point, just to sense the simple acknowledgement of you being here in the moment. So you're just trying to remember your simple, the natural, simple feeling of you existing now. And then as you start to open your phone, keep that attention grounded and then just try to use your phone consciously. Don't forget who is using the phone, the conscious awareness. And some things that you can do as well is on your phone, you know, it is an amazing tool. So you can use an app to give you reminders, you know, every 30 minutes or an hour to remind you to do all the things that I taught you. Or you can also use a wallpaper to give you a reminder, put a picture or a text that can help you remember. And like I said before, our unconscious habits, they have so much momentum that, you know, we have to constantly come up with creative ways to remind ourselves to practice these conscious exercises. Because initially you'll remember, and like you'll see that picture on your wallpaper that says, you know, wake up, don't be a zombie. But then after a few weeks, it's like the picture's not even there, right? You don't even pay attention to it. So try to come up with creative ways. Those reminders can be a good way to start. And what else did I want to say? So yeah, I just hope you found that useful, because like I mentioned in the video, this, don't downplay its significance. Really try to play with this idea, and you try to incorporate it in your life as much as you can, because the more you use it, the more benefit you'll get, the more aware and conscious you'll become. So I really hope that you found that useful. And if this is your first time checking out my channel, please subscribe and hit the notification bell so you're updated when I upload new content. I will be frequently updating my channel, and I will be sharing ideas that build on all the stuff I've shared today. But this exercise about dividing your attention is of principal and paramount importance to our self-development program. But I will be sharing a lot of ideas that will help you understand this idea even better as well, because there's a lot to it, you know, and it's just not practical to share in a, you know, 20-minute video, however long this video is now. But other than that, guys, I hope that you guys are doing great wherever you are in the world. And, you know, I tried my best to try to make these ideas accessible to most people, because I know depending on where you are in your journey, you may grasp this idea and see how amazing it is, or it's too complicated, or you just don't get it. And, you know, don't worry about that either, you know, we're all on our own unique journey. And maybe later, come back to this video, and after you have a certain experience, maybe it'll make more sense. And other than that, guys, take care.